This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
Like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What about the vision I saw of him trying to groove?
Put moron number two on the phone.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. A better day today.
Yes.
Yesterday might have been the worst of the year.
Exactly.
Freezing cold, windy and bloody raining and everything. Beautiful today. And we're on the turn.
Yeah.
The weekend is going to be nice.
Wow.
Mid-teens, sunshine. So let's hope, Bill, as we come into your month.
September.
Brown. We get the grass starting to grow. Sun's starting to shine.
Oh.
Oh, Bins.
I'm worried, Jim.
Oh, no. I'm very worried. Abby Holmes going to join us shortly as we get the AFLW started directly. And then Took Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Back-to-back All-Australian and also the AFL Coaches Association Award he shares with Clary. What a season he has had. I think a bit of topics brochure in there too. Or
good.
Maybe Brownless. I'm not sure yet. Hello to you.
Oh, g'day, Jim. And that is good. He's one of ours, Took, isn't
he? Yeah.
We like him. So well done there. And it was a beautiful day. The Fat Club training this morning.
Oh, how'd that go?
With Busey. We all got there, and we all got on the scales.
We all got there.
Well, that's something. That's something in itself.
Yeah.
We all got on the scales.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, well, there's something wrong with them.
Oh, those scales aren't working.
I think if you do a lot of weights, muscle is heavier than fat.
Right, so yes. you're actually increased your weight.
I'm not saying that at all, Jim.
But I'm saying it.
Speaking of increasing weight.
Hello, Ramsey.
This morning's newspapers reported that following the defeat to New Zealand on Friday, Flintoff and a number of England players had spent the night in a St. Lucia nightclub. This ended apparently in the early hours of Saturday morning with the all-rounder capsizing a pedalo at sea near the team hotel.
A what?
Pedalo.
He jumped in one.
And he capsized it.
Oh, he capsized it. I wasn't listening.
Really?
He used to love a frothy, didn't he?
My word. I imagine he still does.
Yes. Time for a rappy?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rappy.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, Jim, the All-Australian, of course, announced last night. What did you think of the team?
Bill, I think that every time this is released, it is the cause of great conjecture around the footy community.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks people are stiff. Everyone thinks people are lucky. I think on the whole, they got it right.
Yeah.
The only thing I thought, when I first saw the team on the page, I thought Saad and Sinclair.
Halfback.
Halfback flank either side. They're both
runners.
Pretty uncontested and beautiful users exiting. Mm. I thought maybe you should only have one of them and have a more legitimate sort of arm across style defender on the other side.
You got Maynard there, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose. But anyway, that's the only thing that jumped out. Maybe no wingman, but look, they're all worthy. They'd all had wonderful seasons.
Were you happy with the captain, Tomahawk?
Well, I was interested in his comments.
He never captained.
Never captained a team in my life.
Not even at Finley. But that's a reward for making this All-Australian.
Yeah. Like they did fifth? With...
Fifth.
That's bloody good effort, that.
I reckon the last three in his 30s, which is so
very good effort, Big Hawk.
They did it with Buddy a few years ago. He'd never been captain. He was captain of the side. And so well done. I thought it wasn't a bad side.
No,
well done.
Very good side.
Bloody hard side to pick. So well done to the selection panel there. Charlie Curnow won his first Coleman medal. That was good, Jimmy boy. What else we had? Oh, the Coaches Award. Well done to Clary Oliver and Took Miller.
Took Miller.
Coming up shortly.
Yep. But Clary Oliver, Brownlow for me.
Righto. Took Miller, Brownlow for me.
Well, that's only because you've had a bet on it.
Yeah, a while ago. Now, Oliver polled a perfect 10 votes in the last game to get him to equal
the
lead.
The last two rounds, he will poll three.
Wow.
And that's why I reckon he might just take Charlie home.
He'll come home with a big late surge, Jim. Nice.
And he deserves to win that award, I reckon. He's a superstar, Clary Oliver.
So that's the coach's award. The player's award went to Andrew Brayshaw, Jimmy boy. Well done. Congratulations.
Well, that talks to respect among your peers, and that's a wonderful thing too.
The youngest player to claim the Lee Matthews Trophy in 18 years since Nick Erivel.
Hmm.
Yeah, so well done to him. That is great. The rising star, Nick Dacos. I think we all thought that.
There.
Second, was Sam De Koning.
Yep, also very good. And Mum was there.
That was a viewing highlight of the night. Went to Jackie De Koning, and she was asked by Kath, how did she go watching her two boys, Sam and Tom, play against each other?
What about when Tom and Sam played against each other this year?
Well, we were lucky. We were drunk in a bar in Bali, so it was okay. Every time, like, Geelong got a goal, we went, yay! And every time Carlton got a goal, we went, yay! You know, and it was great. And then there was a whole table of Geelong supporters at the end that shouted drinks for us when they won, so we were happy.
Oh, how good's that? Love that.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. And Kath, our girl, did a great job hosting that too.
Because she was called in late.
Yes.
Very late. So well done, Kath.
Very
there.
Good job.
And Scott Pendlebury, best captain. Mm-hmm. Most courageous, Liam Baker.
Liam Baker.
We like him.
Yes.
And the best young player, according to the coaches, Jim, Jai Newcombe.
Hmm.
Yes.
So that's over 2 years, that one.
Is that, I was trying to work that out. Yep. So over 2 years.
Yep.
How's that work when it's the 2022 awards?
It's their 2 years' body of work.
Right. Interesting. Dusty Martin trained, Jimmy boy, and is going nicely. Had a nice little training session, which the Richmond supporters would love to hear.
Yes.
But they won't want to hear that Noah Cumberland had an injury scare, lower leg injury at training. Don't know how bad it is yet, mm-hmm. but we'll just keep an eye on that one, Jim.
Yes.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes.
Will leave McLaren at the end of the season.
Right.
Well, hello, Sandra Sully. Late news. Anthony William Brownless went with this 3 months ago. Rabs.
Oh, come on, Rabs.
Quick, I'm just going here. I've heard a whisper. Do you want to hear it?
Go on.
Oscar Piastri.
Yes.
The Melbourne boy that just lives down here in
Brighton.
Brighton. He could be driving for McLaren next year.
He's heard a whisper, so he's delivering it as a whisper.
As a whisper.
Hello, I'm Sandra Sully. Welcome to Ten's Late News.
Yes, Sandra. Mate, we knew that, Jim.
Well, you did. Went with it months ago.
Exactly right. So well done, Bill, there.
He'll get a drive somewhere else, surely. He's too good a driver not to be in the field somewhere.
He just gets in those cars and they don't go.
Oh.
Well,
Bill.
Hello, I'm Sandra Sully. Welcome to Ten's Late News.
Yeah. Thank you, Sandra. And are we done?
Oh, well, you tell us.
It's Leishman. I got
it's your rappy.
Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith.
Yes.
They're committing to return to Australia this summer, Jim. That's going to be fantastic.
Good.
So,
the PGA and the Australian Open here, Kingston Heath and Victoria.
Well, great. How good is that?
Well, they're two superb sandbelt courses.
So does that mean they're not going to join?
Adam Scott will come back as well, I hope.
Not going to join Liv, does that mean?
I don't know what that means in that sense, but I love the fact that they're coming back to support our tour.
I love that too, Jim, and I love that we deserve a break.
What?
Break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
AFLW is back tonight on 7 when the Blues take on the Pies at Icon Park for the first game of the biggest season yet. And Abby Holmes will be part of Channel 7's coverage.
The AFLW is back tonight as Carlton face off with Collingwood.
And a big clash of bodies nice and early in the square. A ferocious start.
Here to preview the biggest AFLW season yet. Please welcome 2017 AFLW Premier, Abby Holmes.
Abs, welcome to you.
G'day, fellas. Always great to chat. How are we?
Oh, we're about to get underway at the old Princess Park, and there's going to be a big crowd there. Beautiful day for it.
Certainly, yeah, certainly is. I'm currently sitting in the hair and makeup chair looking at the ground in front of me, and it looks in absolute mint condition. So, yeah, hopefully we get plenty of, you know, footy supporters down here tonight, and Carlton and Collingwood will have a red-hot crack.
Certainly will. First time 18 teams in the competition, Jimmy boy. And, Ab, two seasons in one this will be. So it's been a short pre-season.
Oh, it's been a big year, hasn't it, on the footy front? Women's season 2022 1.0 started in that first weekend in January.
Yep.
January. So, and then has obviously crossed over with the men's and then is crossing over again with round one here. But, yeah, the girls have done their 12 weeks of pre-season in the lead into round one. And, yeah, it's going to be bigger, better, faster and stronger than any season we've ever seen before.
Now, how have the new lists been able to be put together? Because I see that Hawthorn have grabbed half of our bloody girls, Caitlin Ashmore, et cetera. So were they just able to help themselves? How's it going?
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting because when it came to the draft period. Obviously, the women's game is state-based draft. So, you know, you've got your South Australian talent pool that the Crows and Port can obviously only select from there unless other players nominate interstate. So it is still a state-based talent pool. But, yeah, in terms of the four new clubs coming in, it's always interesting to see how they go about their list build and you know, the way that they want to play coming into the first few rounds. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Sydney, Hawthorn, Port and Essendon bring and the package that they've put together over the last couple of months.
Hawthorn will be interesting because they have picked up, I think, the new coach, but also, oh, they would have a new coach, but new girls. But Jasmine Fleming, who is the daughter of Damien Fleming, she went early in the draft and she could be a star.
Honestly, Bill, she is one of the most exciting you know, draftees that I've seen come out of the women's competition so far. And just watching her, you know, through Hawthorn's training and then their practice matches the last few weeks, she is an absolute gun. So she's certainly one to look out for over the next couple of months of the AFLW competition.
Oh, where she's got that from. The old man wouldn't have been any good at all.
But she was a good cricketer and footballer.
She was. She could have gone either way.
Exactly, yeah.
Erin Phillips is a massive story, of course, having moved across to Port Adelaide.
Yeah, and look, I'm absolutely wrapped for Flip. Obviously, you know, at 37 years young, she finally gets the opportunity to pull on the Port Adelaide jumper. And I remember growing up and watching a couple of the slowdowns, which is obviously the South Australian Legends games. And one year, Erin was out there running around in a Port jumper. And, you know, I was a fair bit younger than Erin, but just seeing her there and going, wow, you know, there's a woman that's absolutely dominating and matching it with some of the legends of the game. So to see her now, you know, don the Port Adelaide colours and captain that club for the very first time, which, of course, her dad, Greg Phillips, is a legend of the Port Adelaide Football Club. It really does mean a lot. And, yeah, I'm absolutely ecstatic for the Phillips family.
Needed some theatre in this round one. Should have been Port Adelaide taking on Adelaide.
Yes.
That would have been nice. And if Adelaide actually said that she's left, remember the presser they put out that a player has left and gone to Port Adelaide? Didn't even mention her name.
Yeah, look, Adelaide are obviously shattered to lose Erin Phillips. She's been the best player in the competition for the first six seasons. And but look, as I said, I think everybody kind of expected that move to happen. It just does the full circle for Erin Phillips and the journey that she's been on. So whilst Adelaide shattered to lose a couple of players to Port Adelaide, I think they're still going to be incredibly strong across season seven.
Speaking of Adelaide, what about the Panthers? What's happened over there with South Adelaide?
Oh, mate, well, Oscar Brownless, they went downhill, didn't it?
That's what he's saying, Abs. Don't worry about that. How'd Keegs go? Big Keegan.
Yeah, look, he as much as he would love to be playing SA NFL finals, he's straight into the AFLW as well as strategy and oppo coach with Hawthorn. So he's straight into you know, the women's footy mode. Good. But, yes, obviously South Adelaide, they lost a few easy ones, which they should have won against Centrals and Westies and the likes of. But, yeah, that absolutely made them pay in the later rounds. So, unfortunately, no finals for South Adelaide this year.
So, Abs, where do we latch on to the women's footy that kicks off tonight? How do we watch?
Oh, of course, across the screens is 7, JB. You know this.
Come on. I know, but I'm throwing it to you to get all the details out for us, Abs.
Yeah, look, we're kicking off from 7. First bounce will obviously be at 7:10 as well. But traditional rivals, Carlton, Collingwood, we had, you know, 88,000 at the MCG on Sunday, and that was just an incredible atmosphere, as you know. So that leading into round one and having the traditional rivals do their thing in the women's game as well, I'm very, very hopeful that we're going to get a big crowd here at Icon Park. And as I said, it's going to be heated because that rivalry has well and truly filtered through to these women's games.
And then tomorrow night, we see Daisy over at Norwood Oval.
Yes, I'm jumping on a plane tomorrow, heading over to Adelaide. It's going to be interesting because the Crows have absolutely dominated the competition in South Australia, particularly when they're playing at Norwood Oval. But that oval is apparently no good and it's been moved to Glenelg. So that'll be will favour the Ds a little bit more as it's got wings and they'll be able to shift the ball and get that run and carry game that they like going. But grand final rematch in round one, we couldn't ask for much more. Friday night footy, it's going to be an absolute belter and I can't wait for that one as well.
Good work. Well done, Abs.
By the way, straight after the AFLW on 7 tonight at 8:45 p.m, it is the Front Bar. Peter McKenna and Aaron Phillips are the guests on that.
Wow.
The great Peter McKenna. What great. A superstar
the
that
great
man was.
Aaron Phillips.
And a very nice man too, Peter
Lovely
McKenna.
Man.
He's a lovely man. And Aaron Phillips is a legitimate superstar. As is Abby Holmes.
Yes.
Well done, Abs.
Well done, Abs.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll speak soon.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm, underwhelm, and over-deliver, my friend, which
dear.
I do consistently.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3, time to get the family involved.
Yes, Jim.
I saw this on the wires.
Oh, what did you see on the wires?
At the beach, my mum and dad live on, actually, Good Beach in Albany. Well, it's actually around from Albany, near the old whaling station, down
right.
the bottom, virtually the southernmost part of Australia.
Is that Albany. Where all the ships left in the World War?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. All the horses went from there.
Mm.
So, Bill.
Yes.
This bloke is spearfishing.
Right.
With a mate.
It's underneath.
Off the island right at the end of Good Beach, where mum and dad live.
Good Beach.
Yep. He's got his catch bag
yes.
attached to him.
Yes.
And a 5-metre great white latches onto him.
Latched onto
5 metres.
That's
big. Now they were going for the catch bag. The
so
shark.
I'm 2, so 2.5 metres.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Massive, Bill. Huge, big bloody thing.
Wow.
Bites him trying to get the fish in the bag, but huge lacerations in his bottom of his leg and all
oh,
the rest
yeah.
of it.
Yeah,
and he's thinking, I'm cooked. Mm. I'm done.
Done. Blood.
His mate's out there with him. His mate grabs him, drags him to shore,
good boy.
Puts him on his back, piggybacks him 2 km to the hospital.
No.
That's a hero.
That is a bloody hero.
2 km.
To the hospital.
Yes.
In Albany.
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 Yes. Chris Hemsworth
the
other day steered a lady away from a rip out in the ocean. Saved her.
Oh, I don't
that's
know.
A hero.
Oh, I don't know if that's as good as the shark man.
Bill on Clarendon Street
yeah.
went nowhere near a kid.
No,
and then claimed you saved his life.
Kid was on the bike.
That's not a hero.
Flying down Clarendon Street. The mum was chasing him. I grabbed him, put the arm out and grabbed
no,
him.
No, he actually didn't do
at
that.
At the traffic lights.
That didn't happen.
And a big car, fast car went vroom.
That didn't happen. You basically yelled something out.
Yeah, and he stopped.
And the kid stopped.
But that's
so that's
a
not
hero.
A hero.
That's
no.
a hero.
No. But 1-3-3-5-3. What are you giving away, rabbits?
A Red Gum barbecue hamper, which is perfect
Ooh.
For your dad. The Red Gum barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt, straight to dad's door. Redgumbarbecue.com.au.
When wow. have you made a hero of yourself? 1-3-3-5-3. Like old mate who grabbed his mate who had blood streaming out of his
Good
leg,
effort.
Put the tourniquet on first,
yep. Yep.
carried him to the hospital.
And like I did.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
A bit more standard.
I had dyslexic.
Triple M. Right now we're talking about heroes, JB.
Heroes, Bill, by the way, spearfishing anywhere,
yes.
but certainly off the bottom of Western Australia, what the hell are you thinking?
You've got a lot more sharks over that way, haven't you?
But down the bottom, they're massive because the bloody, you fall off the cliff, like the water becomes a mile deep.
Don't do
so
it.
So they're everywhere.
Right.
By the way, Dean joins us in Croydon. Hello, Dino.
Dean.
Hello, bud.
When were you a hero?
Well, I was up in Carra. We and a young fellow went up about 200 metres out of the river and went underneath the water.
Ooh.
And I dived into the water, grabbed him by the arm. I couldn't see anything.
Jeez.
And I pulled him back to shore.
Wow.
That's bloody good.
So did you think he was there somewhere and just grabbed and you found him?
That's all I can do, bud. I couldn't do any more than that.
Well done to
saved
you, Dean.
Him.
Saved the young
That's
fella.
A hero, Bill.
That is a buddy. Ooh,
unlike you.
Mm.
Another Dean.
He's from...
Hey, guys.
Yeah, good, Dean. How are you, all right? When were you a hero,
bad.
Mate?
Yesterday, I'm coming back from Bordertown into Kearney Vale, so it's in between Tim Boone and Paul Coucher territory, Billy.
Oh, yeah? Boggy Creek?
Yes, I live across the pub. Straight across the road from the pub.
Nice pub there at Boggy Creek.
Boggy Creek.
Mm, yes.
Well, what happened then, Dino?
Oh, so I was coming back from Bordertown. I'm a rep on the road and coming into Portland on the coming into Boggy Creek and all that. So about an hour.
Yep.
And this big, fat koala was running across the road. So I stopped, shoot it across the road, and I was scared, packing myself because these things are pretty vicious.
Yeah.
And chased it up the tree, and I was still packing myself because a lady came out to help me, but she ran into a car, left me standing there. after this thing was running up the tree. So, yeah, saved one of our endangered species.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
That's nice.
They can turn on you, Bill.
I don't think they can, Jim.
They turn on, climb on you.
Do they?
Claws on you.
Wee on you.
Oh. Say there, Dean. Mark in Pakenham.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys?
Yeah, just move to the left. A jump to the left.
Is it?
That's it.
And a skip to the right.
What happened, Marco?
We've got a chicken farm, and one of the guys decided he found a snake and decided to try and move it. So cut half unconscious. Ooh. And so got the boss, dragged him out, rang 000, and performed CPR on him. Ooh. And, yeah, so he was clinically dead when we dragged him out. And, yeah. Saved his life.
Wow.
Well, Bill, we're talking about spearfishing off Albany.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a chicken farm and you see a snake, leave it alone.
So what happened there was his mate, he grabbed the snake, he got bitten by the snake, and he was in a bit of trouble.
He was brown bread.
So well done.
Marco latched onto him and performed CPR.
If you see a snake, Jim, just walk away.
No, Bill, don't go anywhere near the bloody, especially in this country.
Yeah.
Chris in Baxter. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, mate.
When were you a hero?
About 5 or 6 years ago, there was a massive car accident on Peninsula Link.
Yeah.
When they shut the whole thing down. A bloke lost his arm from the elbow down. Ooh. Tow truck driver got hit.
Yeah.
And me and another tradie pulled over and ripped a bit of telecom rope out of the back of the ute and tied him up from the armpit down and stopped the bleeding until the ambos arrived. And so basically, they got there and went, surely not. How is that not bleeding? And he made it.
Wow. A tourniquet.
Mm.
Well, we didn't remember how to make a tourniquet, so we just kind of did a couple of double granny knots and I had my foot on his stump and old mate had his foot in his armpit and we just hung off it until it stopped bleeding.
Well done.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Well done by you, Chris. Yeah, stay on the line. Love that.
Mm.
Bo Redcliffe.
Bo.
How are we, boys?
Good, Bo. How's Bo?
Yeah, I'm going very well now. I've knocked off.
Oh, beautiful. What are you doing, having a frothy?
Yeah, I'll have a couple shortly.
Mm-hmm. What did you do, Bo?
What sort of noise is that? What happened, Bo?
A few years ago, a few of my mates and that were out fishing in the Mighty Murray.
Yes.
And one of my mates has got an old golden retriever. She's probably 12. Hmm. She's decided to chase a few ducks, so she's dove in. And as she got wetter and wetter, she's gone under. So the big hero I made myself, jumped up the front, dove in, put her on my shoulder and swam to shore.
Oh. Did you dove in or dive in, Jim?
Dived in. Bo, that is amazing because 13-year-old golden retriever would have been buggered otherwise.
So she would have been all right for about a minute and then blowing up. And lucky Bo dove in.
You of all people.
Right. All right, so where are we? Said no, not bad topics.
No, very good.
Yes.
I can't go past Mark and Pakenham, who his mate got bitten by a snake and he
performed CPR.
Well done to you, Mark. You have won.
A Red Gum barbecue hamper valued at $170, mate.
Oh, magic. Thanks, guys.
That's much for you. And Dino.
What did Dean do?
Dino.
Which one?
He saved the massive koala, got it across the road and up into a tree.
That's not... Jim.
Dino, you've got yourself...
Jim, you're not...
A Bottle-O.
That's one of our national symbols.
Oh, you got yourself a Bottle-O voucher, mate. The Bottle-O is your one-stop shop for Father's Day gifts. Good value booze for good value dads. Visit your local store today.
Well, he saved a koala.
Oh, Jim.
And Chris from Baxter.
What did he do?
Well, the Peninsula Link bloke's lost his arm.
Don't like Bo, who dove in?
No. So Chris gets something, Rabbit.
Triple M price back at it to Chris.
Him, all right. Fat?
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing tonight, by the way?
Oh, a couple of cones.
Oh. Don't forget, Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Father's Day. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. By the way, JB and Bill, their huge Father's Day fragrance sale is on now and it ends Sunday the 4th of September.
In store or online,
that's right.
Home delivery, click and collect or 3-hour delivery to your door.
3 hours?
3 hours.
How good, Jim.
It's unbelievable.
You got all the favourite fragrances there. Father's Day, of course, is Sunday week, so you got a little bit of time, but I get in now.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't get a lot for Father's Day, so get in there and look after your dad.
Bugger all.
Especially the VB for Men grooming kit. Yes. That is a beauty. You just buy that, $59.99, and you're done. That's all you have to do. Give it to Dad. He'll love it.
And you used the bath bomb the other night.
I did. Ooh, nice bomb.
Yeah, and then he needed the bomb after it.
James.
Rajon Tucker goes one-on-one with Bill next to test out his three-point shooting skills.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best teeth in, please.
Super impressive footballer Tuk Miller to join us after five, and a super impressive basketballer, Melbourne United import Rajon Tucker, Bill.
Yes.
You met yesterday.
I did, because I'm going up to Sydney on Sunday, Jim, to just have a three-point shootout, and the Shaq, the great Shaq's going to be there.
You're not having a three-point shootout. You're going to talk to him.
No, but also having a three-point shootout.
After what I saw with old Rajon, I don't reckon you should.
Me and Daisy are doing that, Jim. Yeah, so I thought I'd leave
the shooting to Daisy.
I just thought I'd have a shoot around. So we rang Melbourne United. They sent down this bloke, Rajon Tucker, right?
Mm, yep.
Great bloke, but an even greater basketballer. He's going to be a superstar
Milwaukee
this year.
Bucks. He's played in the NBA.
How many games he played there? He's only young.
39.
No, he's not 39. He's 24.
39 games. Yeah. You asked the question.
But a really good bloke, ripping bloke, going to be a star this year. And so we just had a bit of a dribble.
Yeah,
shoot.
Which you can see on Instagram, and socials, it's actually very embarrassing.
It is.
See? Easy.
Peasy little right, squeeze.
Easy peasy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Righto. Now we can have a go. Do you want us shooting around? So I've got to go high. I've got to get behind it, and it's all in the wrist.
Yeah, it's all in the wrist.
Oh, that's shit.
Air ball.
That is shit ass.
All in the flick
absolute
of the wrist.
Shit ass. Oh, no. Bandicum. Did he slam then? Dunk that then?
Anybody see it?
No, righto, what am I going to do? Jump on me, mate. That's all right. You can jump on me. I can't shoot that far. That's a three-pointer. I'm going to throw it like this, like you would. No, I'm not dribbling.
I'm trying to turn you into a superstar. Come on.
I think it's too late. I think it's too late, Tuck. I'm terrible.
Nah, you're
nice. Left, right.
Up off the back wall.
No, right.
All right.
Three-pointer. I don't reckon I'll get through that far. I can't do it. Shut up. Oh, nothing but net. My man, Tuck. That's it. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Yeah, I like that.
I'm done.
Yeah, we got to end on that one. Look, cut and tape.
Here we are. You need to see it to believe it. What happened to you, Bill?
Well, I can't throw. I've never played basketball.
You can't at all.
Great cricketer, great footballer.
Air ball. No, Bill, you weren't a great cricketer. You were a very ordinary cricketer, and you were just a footballer.
I never played basketball.
So let's keep it at a level that we know.
To shoot three-pointers, and Bill said, you can't do it normally.
Yeah.
So he did the granny throw.
Oh, from underneath.
Underneath the legs, and he threw it, and it went over the backboard.
Oh, no.
It hit some metal bar, bounced back over the backboard and into the net.
No, nothing but net.
No, two other things. But
yeah, but you also, I was talking to the digital boys who were saying, you also had this stupid back heel thing.
Well, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so you actually, as you throw the ball, you kick your heel up like a real fool's head. Yeah,
twinkle toes.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I can't throw. I've got no idea about basketball, so I'm sorry.
Don't show any of that to Shaq.
No,
Daisy do all of that.
You know what I do need is some questions for Shaq.
So right, how do people get questions? What do you want to hear, Bill? Ask Shaquille O'Neal.
For our show,
yes,
Jim.
Head to our Instagram story and submit your question for Bill to ask Shaq. We want serious questions.
Yeah, proper questions ask in the interview.
It's going to be towards the end of the weekend. He's had every question possible.
Yep.
So we need something a bit different, something out there. It'd be good. And old Anthony William will hit him between the eyes.
So Triple M at Rush Hour is our Instagram handle. Head to our story and submit your question for Bill to ask Shaq.
And well done, Melbourne United. Yes. And well done, Rajon. He is a star.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Imagine if everyone was honest, Jim.
Not sure that would work, Bill. Yes, you feel good. We've got Tuke Miller not far away.
Yes, Jimmy
Boy. Just keeps racking up the awards.
He does.
How good is he?
Good. Very good.
And a good boy too. One of ours.
Yep.
So looking forward to that.
Have you been talking to Clarko lately and what he's up to?
No.
No.
Haven't. Oh. Rosie Walton going to join us shortly too with some nice feedback.
Yes, please.
All right.
Last night, Andrew Brayshaw won the Players Award. Well done to little Bray there, the youngest player to claim the Lee Matthews Trophy. I said that at the start, Jim. But a very good boy very clean-skinned boy, Jim.
Yes.
Hard to find anything on him.
No, virtually nothing.
And Paddy Dangerfield said that, and he was right. He rang around. But we did hear a good story that he told last night.
So my brother Hamish, he's a bit of a moron.
he was who I spoke to.
We had a family dinner at one of Dad's family friend's house. I knew what the bloke looked like, but I didn't know what his wife looked like. And my partner Lizzie and I were late to the event, and we had flowers for the wife. And I messaged the family group chat and said, is it number 72 or is it 74? We're out the front. And Hamish says, 72, mate. Head on in. We're all here. Lizzie and I walk up, 72, knock on the door. This lady opens the door and I say, oh, you must be the wife of my dad's mate. She wasn't the wife of my dad's mate. She was actually recently widowed, and I had flowers in my hand, and she goes, well, those must be for me. I've actually just lost my husband recently. So it was, Hamish, I think a bigger stitch-up than you thought it was going to be.
Oh, that was good.
Tell you who used to be the best at that.
Stitching
the man
people.
Who runs the AFL.
Gil.
So you'd be at a function and you'd go, Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, from blah, blah, Wayne.
Yeah.
What's his wife? I can never remember her name. Juliet. So you go up and go, Wayne, good to see you, mate. Oh, hi, Juliet. Been a while. And she'd look at you like,
you
oh,
idiot.
No, it's not Juliet. And he'd do it to you all the time. And then in the end, you just wouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
So even if he said it was the right name, you didn't believe it.
I do that on the family chat because the kids know I'm not great with names, Jim. So I'm going somewhere, maybe to see my brother or sister. And I forget the kids' names.
Phil, your own nieces and nephews.
So I write. Melanie's kids' names, right?
Oh,
and they come back with Donald. All the wrong names.
Exactly. Right. Nah, and then you lose all your confidence.
Oh, you do.
You think, I know her name's Cheryl, but you don't think you can say it.
Exactly.
No good, Bill. No,
that
good at all.
Scott Brothers too, I reckon.
Did we talk about that today? Where did we talk about that?
Oh, the rub.
That was on Saturday.
It
might come up on the rub.
Tell us on the rub, Jim.
I'll tell you that one on the rub, Bill. We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Too much,
you
I think. Mm. You, way too much.
Need more fat.
For someone who's not actually that good at
a talker.
Speaking of the rub, we've got a different style quiz coming up Saturday.
Right.
And I'm not sure about it.
What are we doing with the rub?
Well, it's 12 to 2.
Yes.
So it's a bi-week rub.
So
everyone there?
Live?
Well, Damo there, Bernard there, Rosie will do a magnificent job of keeping everyone. You'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
and
be
duck.
There. No duck. No duck.
It hasn't happened yet.
I've got a incline. I got a feeling, Jim.
An incline.
An incline.
You've got an incline.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
Oh,
I don't know.
Black Eyed Peas.
I don't know if he'll
you
turn
mean
up.
You've
Jim.
Got an inkling.
An inkling.
That's it. Not an incline.
That's. I've got an inkling that the duckling won't be there.
No, we're not getting. We're not getting to October.
No.
It's as simple as that. Okay,
no.
If fat's already in this sort
we're
of
not
nick,
getting to bloody September.
On the 25th of August, we are no chance
Hit
of
it,
getting
Raps.
To October.
Oh, great song! Great song.
What's the first word, Bill?
I.
Here we go. Just take it away.
Well,
we're not playing this, by the way. But
why not? It's a great song.
It's not rock.
I got the feeling.
And he didn't even get it.
Fill up my cup.
Tuke Miller is not too far away, but the great Rosie Walton in the studio next. I'm sure she's got plenty of feedback, even just from today's show, to be fair.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld.
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Super Mole
Rosie Walton.
welcome in too, Hose.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Rose.
I got a letter, I think is how you describe it.
A letter?
To my Twitter.
So that's not really a letter because you're getting
but
in the
look,
mailbox.
It looks more like a letter.
Yeah, good. I like
what does
a letter.
Say?
From Josh Prentice. He says, "Dear the King of Kings."
Yes.
"The man. King of Geelong, Bins/Craig.
Craig.
The King of Buttons.
Oh.
And the Queen of Feedback. Oh. My name is Josh Prentice and I'm a member of the Rush Hour podcast family in Sweden."
Oh. Hang on a minute, Hose. Oh,
hang on, Hose.
Hang on. If
just
he's
say
from,
that again. Is...
Just, where is he? Hang on. We'll just wait for our man. Where's
my
he from?
My name is Josh Prentice and I'm a member of the Rush Hour podcast family in Sweden.
Here we go.
Yay, bear, spear, horn, bear, spear.
Mutt, mutt, mutt.
Yes. And you happen to have the T-shirt
exact
on today.
Exact T-shirt on.
Anyway, Josh says, "I recently completed an Ironman in Copenhagen. The rush hour has been a constant companion through my training. When things got tough during the race, I was comforted by the fact that I was still at a comfortable geographical distance from Geelong."
Yes.
"And I was still in better shape than Bill's quiz on the Saturday rub."
Oh, well done.
"At the 24-kilometre mark of the marathon, I saw a man wearing a black T-shirt with the words J-A-Y/B changed my life. The spelling was incorrect, but it was a clear sign. I screamed,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Like the King of Kings in his direction.
Oh, yeah.
Many thanks for all your hard work, laughs and training support. All the best, Josh."
Well done, Josh.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, that's good.
All the way from Sweden.
It's good to get a letter
yeah. You had a little b-ball session with your mate.
Just a shoot around with Ray John.
Yep.
Yes.
And you can see the videos on our Instagram. Yesterday there was a little one up there and Rombo67 replied, "Gives new meaning to White Men Can't Jump."
Mm. Yes,
actually, it's a movie.
Ray John did say that during our little shootout. No, I actually jumped for a footy and he said, "You can jump."
He did.
Yep.
Okay.
We liked him.
But we're also asking for questions that you can ask the Shaq.
Shaq on Sunday.
You're seeing him on Sunday. He's on tonight too. You can see it on KO. It's sold out.
Yes.
But he's got his night with.
An evening with Shaq.
An evening with himself.
Yeah.
So the questions, you can get to them on Instagram at Triple M Rush Hour. Mm-hmm. We've had one from Jake Atkinson.
What a
Bill, ask, how big is it?
Oh, no.
That's my first question. Either I know if I'm in or out.
I don't know
what
he means, it, you know, but anyway.
Yeah. I'd leave that one to right at the back end.
Yes.
Jack asks, why don't you ask?
Jack asks,
question for Shaq. If a grizzly bear had a fight with a great white shark, who wins? Could be interesting. No?
Yeah, would they
a bit too cerebral?
Well, if it was in the water, the shark would win.
Oh, no, Bill's actually stripping his question back.
Strip it back for us,
right, if it was land, the grizzly
wins. You reckon the grizzly wins?
Yeah.
Right. Shark's got no hope.
No, well, yeah, I'd answer it for him first because you've got to think about that. It's a stupid bloody question, Rose. Yep.
There's some legitimate ones, but they're almost boring. Like the shape Smith.
Oh, yes. What's wrong with you?
I'm a lot. I've been with you for too long today.
It's allergic.
Doesn't work.
Billy's question for Shaq. Ask him to explain the flat earth. Because did you read this? When he arrived in Australia, he had his private jet. It was a 20-hour flight, and he took it as an opportunity to prove his theory that the earth is flat, not round, because on the plane, he says he didn't tip over. Nor did the plane go upside down, proving that the earth is flat, according
Shaq,
to Shaq.
Come on, Shaq.
So if you
can
ask
him. It's going to be an interesting chat with me and Shaq, isn't it?
You can actually see the curvature of the earth from
when you're up high.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that should prove to him
but
that
he also said
there.
That the earth doesn't spin because he lives on a lake and he's never seen the water.
Oh no. I'm not sure. This might be a meeting of the minds.
The fair
when
point.
You get together with Shaq.
It's a bloody fair point, that. This why might... wouldn't the water tip over?
I think we need to get Ross Noble to be the mediator.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine?
This might be one of the great interviews, you and Shaq.
I don't think it will be, Jim, somehow.
Do you reckon gravity has something to do with the water not... something.
Gravity does, yes. Mm-hmm. And the moon. If it's a full moon, it's trouble. Hey, Tom Brown has also tweeted today.
He's
put all the tools away. Tom Brown has said that Clarkson has made his first big move at North Melbourne, Jim, parting ways with footy boss Daniel McPherson.
Really? That's an actual happened, or is that just him
41
saying
seconds
to...
ago from Tom Brown.
See.
So that is interesting. Also, what is it with the new interim CEO, Peter Jackson, at the club?
What's I don't think that has started either. That was just Caro saying that it's going to, but it hasn't actually begun.
Hasn't happened yet.
So when Alistair Clarkson comes in, it always happens that a coach brings his own people with him.
Yes.
Not always the head of footy, having said that.
Mm.
But Daniel McPherson may well be saying, well, if he's coming in, I want to go and do something else. Because he's going to bring his own head of footy in. I don't know that.
Todd Viney, we're hearing.
I think he wants Todd Viney. I'm not sure if that would be the head of footy role.
Right.
I actually don't know the answer.
All right, then.
Hmm.
Anything, Rose?
Any questions for Shaq? Triple M Rush Hour.
All right.
I've got a question for both of you. You both worked in radio a long time. How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
I know.
It's almost as bad as eating on air.
Yeah, which he does too.
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that all the time.
Are you a pen clicker as well?
No, I was. I mean, yeah, he used to ring.
Molly used to ring Meldrum.
So he'd ring the phone, he'd go, Molly, he'd go, yes, Molly, he'd go, stop clicking your pen on the footy show and hang up. That was it. G'day, Mol. How are you?
That's all you'd get out of Mol.
Exactly.
A man direct, who knows his way around it. Television,
absolutely.
By the way. The great king of countdown.
King of countdown.
And loves this show, by the way.
King of the Gold Coast Suns, Took Miller, is not too far away.
Put his dog in once, pooed on the floor.
Mm. Oh, Ziggy 1, 2, or 3.
I don't know which
Ziggy
it was, but
oh,
it
I love
on
the Ziggies.
Floor.
No, Molly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. You write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
We're joined by Gold Coast Suns co-captain Took Miller.
Our next guest, outstanding season, saw him share the spoils with Clayton Oliver to win the 2022 AFL Coaches Association Player of the Year.
Where's Took? Look at this. Took puts it away. Straight to goal and he's got it. Took makes it two in a row for Gold Coast.
Please welcome Took Miller.
Bill.
Yep.
Second consecutive All-Australian blazer
that,
comes his way and also sharing the AFL Coaches Association Fairest and Best for the season.
Best and fairest, we
with,
call it.
With Clary Oliver, exactly. And that is a hell of an achievement too.
Polled in 15 games, Jimmy Boy, with 98 votes. Hey, Took, another great year by you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It has been an exciting year, both for myself and the club, I think. So, I cannot complain.
And mate, that is an amazing achievement. Yeah. I mean, all Australian we love.
Yes.
But the Coaches Association, that is the 18 coaches voting you as the best player of the year.
Yeah, mate, it's a very humbling award. I feel like everyone who's in the industry really respects that award. And I think it's something that, because it's voted by coaches, and I guess they're the ones that watch every single little movement of yourself out in the ground. And if you're having an impact, they'll know it about it. So, yeah, I mean, very humbling to be given that award, and obviously even sharing it with Clayton as well. I've played footy with him quite a few times, and I know that he's an absolute standout player too, so really good.
How was the night, Took? You have a few frothies?
It was actually tame. How's it? I kicked off with like a gin and grapefruit or something like that.
Oh.
And I wasn't so sure about it. No. And then I had to really tame it down because when I got up there, I didn't want to say anything too silly, and I had to be on a 7:50 flight next morning, so... it was a bit quiet, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on, Took. When you get in, selected like that, you should get on it. Did I hear right that the finals players didn't mix? Well, they couldn't mix really with the others because of, COVID and things like that.
Yeah. They were so pretty much majority of the people that were there were not really in the room. They were like in a green room out the back of COVID protocol. So it was kind of a bit of an odd mix in the room, but it was still a great night. I mean, it was just fantastic to have everyone together again, to be honest with you. Like, it just feels like we haven't done something like that in so long, so it was pretty cool.
And straight back up to the Goldie, because you've got your BNF tonight.
Yeah, I do. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a good night at the Star, and I know that it's always a good event for us. I think it's just a good way to celebrate the end of the year for some of us, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Back
probably,
to back?
Probably going to greet the judges there, Took. Well, I would have thought, wouldn't
back, you? Jimmy will go. Tookie?
We'll see what happens.
Who's dragging votes off you? No one, surely.
Marbio?
How big? Two phones?
Two
phones. There's always Nora Anderson, I'll tell you what, he had a bloody good year, so I wouldn't be surprised. Then my co-captain, Witter, mate, I thought he was a bit stiff not to go all the way in the All-Australian, but he had a fantastic year also.
How do we see the year for the Suns, mate? 12th on the ladder, 10 wins. So you've just won, I think it was 5 2 years ago and 7 last year, so 10 wins. So we're building.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we chased history in that last game because we knew that if we won and we won well, we finished the best we've ever finished, and also we'd have the best healthiest percentage we've had and the most amount of wins. So we actually saw that a bit of our grand final really that last game. So it was really good to come away with that. So like I said before, really happy with where we're going. We would have loved to be playing finals, don't get me wrong, but I think that it was a successful year to a degree.
So where does the next step come for the Suns? What needs to happen? Is it just organic growth, or what do you see as the thing that's got to happen for 23 to be a finals playing year?
Organic growth is probably a bit of a hard one to say, but I think for us, we were really competitive this year, and I felt like we gave ourselves every opportunity to win games, but the change is going to be when we do have those games that do get tight, or when there's an opportunity to win, we need to make the most of that. And I could list a number of games this year where they were close and we were on the wrong side of them, or we fell away for a quarter, we didn't start well, and it cost us the game. So I think collectively for us next year to be playing finals, we need to find a way to be competitive for four quarters and know how to finish games really strongly.
Played some kids too, didn't you, over the year? Joel Jeffrey, Andrew Mack, Hollins, these guys, they come in, they play pretty good footy.
Yeah, bloody oath, mate. I tell you what, it was pretty cool back end of the year to see blokes like Elijah and blokes like Mac.
Mac Andrew, Jimmy's like, name is, of course. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
no, just like stand up. They were, I feel like they're really good people to watch. Like, they're no short on talent, that's for sure. And they really delivered in the back end. It was fantastic.
Joel Jeffrey, I played with his old man, Russell. Did he come down and watch a bit?
Yeah, I think he does, actually. Yeah. I know when we were up in Darwin, geez, Joel was in an absolute element. Played in front of the home crowd, yeah. Kicking him over his head.
Yes.
It was like he was back playing juniors. It was ridiculous.
And speaking of that, any chance Charlie Constable can get a game? Any chance? Come on, Chook.
He'll tell you what. He's a good fellow.
He's a good bloke.
Talk about the ultimate club man. He's an absolute belter.
We're going to take a little break here with our man because Brownlow.
Oh, yes, Jim.
Bill's had a nice little
got on him. I'm rooting for Took.
We'll take a break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
Took Miller from the Gold Coast Suns joins us.
All right, so we've got Lockie Neal at $3
yes,
for the Brownlow.
Yeah.
Clary Oliver $4, Andrew Brayshaw $6, Paddy Cripps.
Yeah.
And very soon after that, we find Took Miller.
Exactly.
And you saw those odds as that good, you jumped on.
Well, I got a bit better odds about 6 weeks ago, Took. So you got to be a chance. You've had a really good year. You've won the Coaches Award. Geez, you'll be there about, surely.
Oh, it'll be pretty cool. At least, I tell you what, at least it'll be a good night to be there because you know that you kind of, you're with a bit of a chance. And there'll be a bit of cameras on our table, which would be nice, and it'll be an enjoyable night. So it'd be nice to take it out, though. I'll tell you that.
If you could have a bet, who would you bet on?
I'll tell you what, I'd actually would love to see, I feel like Clayton Oliver is an obvious choice, but I'd love to see Brayshaw. I just feel like underrated, had a unbelievable year. Like last few games probably didn't shine as hard as he did early, but I tell you what, he absolute workhorse. I felt like he just had a really good year. The team was playing good footy.
You've got enormous regard for his uncle, would be another reason for you to
smack.
Sort of think that he'd go well.
Yeah, of course.
Grew up, we were talking about this off air, you grew up playing footy, you were in the same draft as Angus Brayshaw and you played a lot of footy with him.
Mm.
Yeah, I did. I grew up in a draft that was pretty fortunate now. Like I was played a lot of footy with Christian Petracca as well, Clayton Oliver early on, Darcy Moore, quite a few others. So, there's a really good list of boys that are playing outstanding footy now. So it's kind of cool to see, to be a part of.
And played, went to St. Kevin's, Jim, but very good at cricket, Jimmy
boy. We've discussed this with Took before. He played for North Melbourne.
I can't believe that's a bloody good effort. You might have played against me when I played for Essendon. Took.
You reckon?
Took's only 30 years younger than you, Bill, so I don't reckon you would have crossed over.
I'll just bowl a little outies and then jag one back and get you plumb in front, Took.
I remember that for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon that's happening.
Oh, no, it's a good effort.
So, Maddie, has she got the frock sorted out yet, Took? Are we down to crown?
She could wear the gold one she wore last night.
Yeah. I tell you what, the stress levels were absolutely through the roof. But unbelievable. But she's sort of we're getting looked after by Jamie, who's done a few other people in the past, and he's been kind enough to look after us going into the Brownlow to take a bit of the stress off and kind of just sort everything. But I can tell you what, being in Maddie's shoes, I would not want to be that. Well, it's a killer.
It's unreal, isn't it, Jim? The girls.
You, well, just here's my advice. Yeah. Having been down this path a fair bit, you have two fat.
Yes.
Whatever the girls want to spend on their dress, toque,
halve it.
Let them have it. Whatever the amount, just give it to them, and then make sure there's a bottle of champagne in the suite.
Yes.
So that when they're getting ready and they get the makeup artist through and the hair and all the rest of it, there's a little nice bottle of bubbles, and you at the same time, toque, get the hell out of there.
Go down the bar.
Yeah. I'll make sure of that. I'll keep a note for that for sure.
Oh, the girls, don't they love it, Jim? They look really good. Hey, Marbio was unbelievable this year. 44
phones.
Two phones, or maybe three phones up there, they're saying, up on the Gold Coast. But 44 goals. And even Levi Casbolt, he kicked 35. Those two boys were magnificent.
Yeah, no, I've got to say, I wouldn't be surprised if they were probably the two recruits of the year, really, in terms of their return. Like, I think what was the best thing is they both just played full seasons. We just got... Like, I know Marv hasn't played a full AFL season and put one together, and the fact that he got to do that, I feel like we got to see some of the best of him. I don't reckon we've seen it all for a man who's got his talent and his ability, and he kicked, I think, what was it, like 45? He definitely left another 10, 15 out there, I reckon. Yeah. So it's going to be exciting when he comes back next year and has another preseason under his belt with us. And then I think with Levi, you know exactly what you're getting, mate. I wouldn't get in the road with him at any point. Yeah. He knows how to split pack, so he's been fantastic for us as well.
Just with Marbiora, as we call him, two phones, although Bill's right, he might have stretched out to three. He's that busy on the Gold Coast and might now need three phones. We saw him, Took, before that last game at Marvel Stadium against North. No one else on the ground.
Nope.
And phones just drifted out and walked around on the cut surface,
on
Bill.
On the grass.
Just seeing Toot where he could get some reception.
Yeah.
that's what it looked like to us.
Oh, God. That doesn't surprise me. That sounds like a Marv's move. That's not
hey,
sounds like a Marv's move.
An update on Benny King. He'd be nearly right to go, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yep. He's up and running. I tell you what, next time you see him, he's up close. He's put on some size too. Ooh. Definitely a lot thicker, and he's running really well in a good headspace. And mate, to be fair, you wish upon a knee injury for anyone, but I think the fact that he just missed one clean-cut year and we get him for round one next year is just a perfect result for us. So it's going to be exciting.
Are you any chance of hanging on to Isaac Rankin?
You never know what you get thrown at with footy. So I can't say really yes or no, but given what we know so far, I feel like we're not. But it's a bit of a hard scenario for us at the moment. We did put a lot of work into him, and we're hoping we're going to reap the rewards from it, but it might not be for us. So, we just have to wait and see.
I'll tell you what they have reaped the rewards from, Bill. What? Pick 29 in the 2014 draft. Yeah, Took Miller has been an absolute star for this club.
And if you win the Brownlow, I'll buy you a pot.
Not even a skewy.
No, not even a skewy. You're getting a pot. That's you might get a 7, actually, a little 7 ounce.
Throw down. Hey, well done, mate, on a magnificent season. Well, good luck tonight with the big count, of course, and we'll see you down here for the Brownlow.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Legends on tomorrow. Who? Darren Lehman, big fat boy, big wobble guts.
Poof, I'll ask him about his little weekend in
Melbourne.
I don't
think you will, Billy. You'll have more class than that.
No, I won't.
And our man Brandon the Cheese.
Don't call him Hectic.
Well, he doesn't like being called Hectic anymore.
And he's had a bit of a ban, of course, a few weeks ago. And he plays his last home game.
Will they play a final here? No. All the finals in Sydney, are they?
Well, they're fourth. So they got the same system as us in the finals. Right. So they're going to have to lose to get a home one, which we don't want.
Shame
we
don't lose those boys. And I think the Bromwich brothers.
But Cheese is the bloody glue of the joint.
He is.
So anyway, we'll get to the Cheese tomorrow, Brandon Smith. Mm. But now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
With a laugh. I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right, here we are.
Might need Joseph. He might come back and give me a thumbs up.
Gave you a thumbs up yesterday that you didn't deserve.
So Joseph was our
didn't
special.
Didn't laugh, though.
No.
He was
no
there laughed. Special. We won a quiz or something.
Yeah, I know what he did, but no one laughed at the joke.
But what about Jimmy? Come along for the 2 hours.
Yeah.
How long did he last?
About 50 minutes.
50 minutes. We looked around. He was gone.
He couldn't exit the building quick enough. So I'm not hanging around listening to any more of this crap.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh, I like it. All right.
Here we go. Have we played it?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's been a long day. Jim, I had a happy childhood.
Did you?
My dad used to put me in a tyre and roll me down the hill. Those were the good years.
Rabbits.
Rabsy's laughing.
Rabbits. Hit.
It was a good year.
Hit it. Hit it, Rabs. That is
used to
garbage.
Put me down the hill.
No,
the
no,
tyre,
no, Bill. That's not even in the ballpark of funny.
It was a good year, Rabs.
That was the best. Oh, Rabs, I'm surprised. How am I putting up with this crap? Get away from me.
I have Rabs. Get away from me.
I'm with you. I'm your job. You got that wrong.
Rabs.
I'm with you.
Come on,
Rad. That was good.
That was shit.
That's rubbish. All good. I'm taking over that button.
Thank you, Lord.
James. Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it.